The Minnesota Orchestra plays a special gig tomorrow night in Soweto, South Africa. It is the first major U.S. orchestra to visit that city. The performance is part of a year celebrating the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth. Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports now on the story and hopes behind the concert.
Nelson Mandela's oldest daughter, Maki Mandela, says her father saw music as a blessing.
It is through music that we express our pain, our anger, our joy.
The Minnesota Orchestra will play this piece, Harmonia Ubuntu, tomorrow night at the Regina Mundi Church in the heart of Soweto. On a cold, sunny afternoon, the church seemed to radiate peace. But caretaker Danny Dubé says this place experienced horrible violence. He points to bullet holes preserved in the walls and says in the 1970s, anti-apartheid activists met here and were attacked by police officers.
They started throwing in tear gas canisters as well as shooting. Now the problem was they did shoot from the outside as well as from inside the church.
Regina Mundi became an early site for the country's post-apartheid Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
It's a remarkable move to have a concert in Soweto and then at Regina Mundi.
African history professor Helena McCormick wrote her doctoral thesis on Regina Mundi. She bought tickets for the Soweto show despite living 2 hours away by air, speaking via Skype from near Cape Town. She says people in Soweto can't afford concert tickets and most know little about orchestral music.
Classical music is associated with Europe. And in the sort of decolonization, there is a turn against the kinds of arts that are associated with the West or with the North or with Europe.
Simply put, it's still seen as a white art form, which is something Minnesota Orchestra music director Osmo Venska acknowledges. The tour was his idea. A few years back, he worked with the South African National Youth Orchestra and was impressed by the musicians' talent. He hopes to build an audience for them and other orchestras, few of whom ever come to South Africa. Composer Bongani Ndodana Breen wrote Harmonia Ubuntu for the Minnesota Orchestra Tour.
These are amazing and courageous acts, I think, of public diplomacy and public engagement, especially in the world that we live in now, which is so fractured.
For his composition, Ndodana Breen set the words of Nelson Mandela to music. Tilda Smith, a first-time classical attendee, heard the piece at the opening concert in Cape Town.
It was like almost you can see movies or the sea and the nature and everything flowing in front of you. So peaceful. It's beautiful. Really beautiful.
The orchestra also played Beethoven, Bernstein and Sibelius, but got its biggest reaction to an encore. Shosholoza is often called South Africa's second national anthem. And while orchestral music is not a significant part of the country's culture, choral music is. The Johannesburg-based Gauteng choristers will join members of the Minnesota Chorale and the orchestra for Beethoven's Ode to Joy tomorrow night. The soloists will all be South African. They will also sing a series of South African songs with the full orchestra. While there were many black faces at the performances in Cape Town and Durban, the audience was still mainly white. Soweto will be different. Maki Mandela says it's still a place of great poverty.
But it's also a place of hope in many ways, because if you could survive the dark, brutal days of apartheid and people can still believe in today, it just shows that you can't conquer the human spirit.
And to make sure as many people as possible can enjoy what her father called the blessing of music, the Minnesota Orchestra has arranged for free tickets and money for transportation to the shows. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in Johannesburg, South Africa.